Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick is a longtime 14-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that? And he is one of our change experts. He's the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance and my favorite book, Why Don't You Want What I Want? My constant lament here in my own business. Rick Maurer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
Good to have you back, as always. So you want to talk about motivated employees or not, right?
Or not. Yeah, I was talking to a couple clients in the last couple weeks, and the big lament was, I mean, these people, you know, do their jobs okay. I mean, you know, you can't get rid of them. I mean, but they're saying, but I'm not getting what I need. They say, oh, yeah, I'll do this, and then nothing happens. And they're really pulling their hair out. And
is this when you say motivation, how do you differentiate between motivation and engagement? Are they different?
You know, I guess some pointy-headed academic probably would make a difference. But I think there's a real similarity. The connection is that people who are motivated tend to be engaged.
Yeah.
However, it's possible to be motivated just because the hours are right and it's close to home, and so I'm there. But what you really need is people to be engaged with the kind of work they're doing.
Well, here's a couple of things that I'm fascinated by this, because I've had other experts on the show talking about research on engagement. I have several engagement experts in the Brain Trust.
Yeah.
And what we find, what the research shows, is that about one third of your people are engaged. About one third of them are somewhat engaged, but not really fully engaged, and yeah. about one third are disengaged.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what you're dealing with from an engagement standpoint. I've noticed a difference in some young employees who've worked for me, who were motivated to do their job because they liked doing their job, but they weren't necessarily engaged with what we were doing.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Yeah.
I think we should differentiate a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, okay. I think that's a good idea. And so the question would be for, you know, if you got an employee like that, is that good enough? You go, that's mm-hmm. fine. You know, they do what I need them to do. You know, they're driving the delivery truck. Customers are happy. Great. But with somebody else, you might say, but they really need to do something else. They need to do all that and... You know, they're the face of the business, they're this or that. And so, yeah, you can get by with the people who might say, hey, just tell me what to do and I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
But some places can't afford it to be that. They need people to be saying, hey, you know, I think there's an opportunity over this around this corner. I think there's a problem over here. Hey, let me try to see if I can fix this.
Right.
You know, and yeah.
Yeah, and I agree. And so as we're looking at our people, how should we evaluate, how can we tell if things have run off the rails?
Huh.
Is this because somebody isn't motivated or a team isn't motivated? What is it?
Yeah, I would, first of all, I'd look at the whole group and say, is my group performing the way I think they ought to?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can die young just focusing on one person. And trying to do all these magic tricks, you know, and it's, I'm not suggesting you ignore people, but look at the whole thing and say, wow, you know, these people really do a good job. We just had some tree work done a few weeks ago, and the guy on the phone, the guy who owns the company, was great. The people came out, and they were terrific. And I thought, oh, I'm going to have to explain everything again. The guy said, let me take you around the yard. I want to make sure I got everything right. And walked around. He knew everything that he was supposed to do. He had never been in our yard before.
Right.
you know, and everything. He was friendly. Clearly, they were competent. They cleaned up stuff that wasn't even theirs to clean up.
Right.
I mean, it just everything about it, I thought, wow, I've got to call these people again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas I've had people before who, you know, yeah, they did it. They cut that limb off.
Right.
But, you know, but it's not quite right. So you really need to look at your team and say, mm-hmm. are my customers getting
right.
what I want them to get? And it's, one way to ask is ask your customers.
And is part of motivation pride? Is that pride in your work?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of what you were describing with those two vendors?
I think it is. I didn't get a chance to have, you know, a lot of deep conversation with these guys, but yes, they did seem.
That's what they demonstrated, it seems to me.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want, even though that limb over there was there when they got there, they don't want somebody driving by seeing their truck and seeing that they left a limb that the people driving by didn't know it wasn't their limb.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
So I wonder if that's not part of it. So these are things to look for, folks, if you want to have a motivated team. Rick Maurer and I will be right back. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.